From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the tranquil setting of the Petersburg Hotel, on a hill overlooking the Rhine in Germany, Afghan leaders are gathered to discuss the future of their country. United Nations officials organizing the talks say discussions are in early stages, but so far there is room for optimism. In Afghanistan, meanwhile, there is no tranquility. Fighting continues. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld cautioned that the war is far from over and said that U.S. warplanes struck a location southeast of Kandahar thought to house Taliban and Al-Qaeda leadership. He did not say precisely which leaders might have been at that compound. Rumsfeld traveled today to Tampa, Florida, headquarters of the U.S. Central Command where the war is being orchestrated. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Twice since the war began, the regional commander-in-chief, Tommy Franks, has traveled to Washington to meet with Secretary Rumsfeld. Today, Rumsfeld returned the favor, visiting Franks' own headquarters at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. At a news conference outside the base, Rumsfeld said the U.S. is seeing good results from the war effort, but he warns the toughest work may still lie ahead.
Our efforts, of course, will be shifting from cities at some point to hunting down and rooting out terrorists where they hide. This is difficult work. It's dangerous work. It will take careful planning by the people here at the U.S. Central Command. We'll not stop until the networks in Afghanistan and the terrorists elsewhere across the globe are stopped.
The U.S. now has more troops on the ground to assist in that effort. General Frank says between 800 and 1,100 Marines will ultimately occupy the desert airstrip they seized southwest of the last Taliban stronghold of Kandahar.
The purpose of the forward operating base is to give us a capability to be an awful lot closer to the core objectives we seek.
Those core objectives are the destruction of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and the Taliban government that supported it. From the Afghan airstrip, Marines can strike a target in minutes, not hours, if intelligence reveals the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden or other leaders. Rumsfeld says intelligence is already coming in, thanks to the $25 million bounty the U.S. has placed on bin Laden's head.
There is no question but that there are people who have found that reward money is an incentive and are busily engaged in trying to earn it.
Frank says the search is concentrated around Kandahar in the south and the corridor between Kabul and Jalalabad in the east. Those are the only large parts of Afghanistan that opposition forces don't already control. And Rumsfeld says territory open to the Taliban is shrinking.
As the president has said, we are tightening the noose around the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda and reducing the amount of real estate that they have available to move around on.
Pakistan has tried to close off some escape routes. Pakistani soldiers are now carefully checking IDs at some border crossings and turning away suspected Taliban fighters. It may not be possible to seal the border completely, but General Frank says Pakistan is doing all it can.
And that does not say that I'll stand here and say that some of the forces or some of the leadership that we're after will not be able to get out of Afghanistan. What I will say, there is no place to go. There is no place to hide. If this leadership does come from Afghanistan, it's simply a matter of continuing wherever they go. Until we find them, we surely will.
General Frank says he's considered moving his own headquarters closer to the region, but he's not prepared now to announce any decision. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.